Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, as Christians, we can't look at the moment, meaning the moment of this world, meaning the headlines on the internet, on the newspaper, on the news, on the internet. We can't go by those headlines, because they are passing. Within the next hour, on many occasions, the news cycle completely is turned around. And you got to ask yourself, because sooner or later, your Christian beliefs are going to put you in a position where the day will come where you will be tested, either physically tested, either ridiculed, made fun of, maybe lose your job, lose relationships, make enemies with family members. It's going to happen one way or another. The Word of God says, actually, woe to you if everybody speaks good of you. But that mainly means is you're tickling everybody's ear and you're just playing everybody to be their friend, a politician. But here we go. 1 Peter 3, verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Peter's making a bold statement here. If you follow Jesus, who's going to do you any harm? Think about it. What, the devil? He's phony. He's going to hell. He's already bound. He has no power. We're the ones who give Satan power. Now, we could give him a ton of power because he'll take his power as long as he can get a hold of us. But if we stay in Jesus, he has no power against us. Now, yes, temptation is a strange, I don't know how you define temptation. It's a power that is used against yourself. It is. It's not one of his offensive weapons. Temptation is all in your corner as to whether you want to choose to take that temptation or not. Do you want to choose to go with your fleshly sexual lusts? Do you want to choose to get bitter towards a family member? Do you want to choose to harbor unforgiveness? No. Once you know Christ, you're going to have to endure and do it. And think of the Word of God. Think of what the Lord even tells us about, first of all, his story at the cross, leaving his heavenly home. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word hung on a cross, basically, to forgive us. That's the whole story. Forgiveness. He did all that to forgive us. Now, I'm not saying tolerate. Certainly not. I'm not saying cooperate. And I'm not saying give in to any kind of sin. But you better be willing to forgive anybody for what they've done to you. You might have to be away from them. You might have to put yourself in a situation where, God, I am totally staying away from them unless you bring them into my realm. Until then, I'm totally staying away. That doesn't mean you hate them. That doesn't mean you're better than them. But the Holy Spirit might be giving you some type of discernment during that season to stay away. Because we are fighting enemies, but we're not to fear anybody if we know good. We're not to fear the ridicule they throw on us. We're not to fear that the flaming missile was with their words that they throw at us. We have to really stay focused on who's going to harm us if we're followers of that which is good. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. In other words, you should be happy that you're suffering for the right reason. Yes, be happy. Don't shake your head. Don't wonder why. Oh, how could they do this to me? No. He's telling us right there it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Sometime in your walk, you're going to be doing the right thing. You're going to be honest. You're going to have integrity. You're going to live a right life. And you're going to be treated like an evildoer. Yeah. Yeah. Because you've chosen Christ and you don't want to go the way of the world. You want to live by faith and not sight. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid. Be not afraid of their terror. Be not afraid of their terror, which is their threats. Neither be troubled. You know, that is good news, gang. That sometime during your walk, because you choose to be with Jesus, especially if you're a young parent in this day and age, somebody might say some nasty things about you or say some nasty things about your kids. No, don't overthink this, guys. Focus on Christ. Let the Holy Spirit guide your decisions. Wake up every day saying, piece of clay reporting for duty. You know, the word of God is difficult to follow. You know, dying to the flesh, suffering tribulation, suffering affliction isn't nice. It is difficult, but it is simple. One way or another, in or out. And the beauty of it is, to a degree, you make the final decision, but the answer is put on a platter in front of you called your conscience. Yes, once you know Christ, because now your conscience is no longer seared. I believe sometime around 7 or 8, maybe 9, 7, 8, and 9, I believe this is what the Lord means about you have to enter the kingdom of God like a little child. Sometime, 5, 6, 7, you had a clear conscience. You actually did. You still might have been selfish. You want that toy or you want that bike. But as far as your conscience is concerned, you know when you were doing something wrong. It was pure. And then as you got a little older, 11, 12, 13, you got a little more wiser, a little more slicker. You got more worldly. And then 14, 15, 16, you're going, baby. You're going. And on many occasions, and I'll speak about my own, my conscience was seared. My conscience was absolutely seared. In other words, the things of the world, the things that the world says are okay. Oh, get a job, make your money, you know, be a good citizen, pay your taxes, look good, get a haircut, graduate from college. You know, all those things. It doesn't have to be murder or adultery or lust, people. Just putting your faith in all those good things is probably the most deceitful evil there is. But then the Lord has a way of bouncing you off the curb, getting your, whether he puts somebody in your life or he puts you in a situation where a little bit, tiny bit of conscience comes back and you don't want to act that way. And you go to God. The next thing you know, he sets you free. And all of a sudden you got back. You received back your childhood conscience. That's what happened. That's what happens, gang. We need to get into the kingdom of God like little children. A little child has a conscience. As we become adults, we become hardened. Our heart becomes hardened. We need a soft heart, a meek heart, a quiet heart, a heart by our example, Christ. Because he tells us here, which is a beautiful verse, be not afraid of their terror. There's threats. Neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Wow, isn't that beautiful? In this particular verse, he isn't saying knock on doors and hand out pamphlets. He isn't saying, go down the beach, wear a sackcloth and start preaching and yelling. No, hey, there's a time and place for that. But he's not saying that here. Here he's saying the ministry is be ready always. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. And I believe that fear is knowing the respect of God, that he's put you in that position. When somebody comes into your life and asks you, give me your testimony, your witness, or tell me what the hang happened to you. Just think right then and there, there's a soul in the balance. Right then and there, that whole gymnasium is loaded with devils and it's loaded with angels. Right then and there, you have the opportunity to bring somebody into the kingdom. That's awesome. That is awesome. But have a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, here we go again. You're a Christian. You love living a good life. You're paying your bills. You're not cheating on your wife. You're just living a good, honest life unto the Lord. And you're viewed as an evildoer. Yeah, I've lived through it. It was absolute insanity when I first came into the kingdom. Everybody disowned me. Can you imagine that? When they couldn't trust me, they loved me. I was a good guy, fun, you know, laughter at a party, all that kind of stuff. But then I find the Lord, and I could be trusted. And I won't steal a penny from you. I won't get near anybody in your family or anything you own. You could trust me with absolutely anything. Well, now I'm viewed as an evildoer. So that just, again, shows how you absolutely, the world is upside down in all its viewpoints. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conduct in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Yes, yes. You could be a Christian and still fall, get involved in evil. They'll have different conversations about you. Over the years, we saw pastors. We could all fall, so I'm not throwing stones. But a pastor, he preaches for 40 years, then you find out he's been living a hypocritical life. A pastor been preaching for 40 years, and you find out he was involved in things he shouldn't be. All of a sudden, that's being found out for evil doing. You know, that's not good, gang. That is not good. So let's cut to the chase here. Let's be obedient rather than sacrifice. Repentance is great, but there's usually a price still paid for repentance, because repentance means the laws of God were broken. Somewhere sin entered in. So because the Holy Spirit lives in you, because you're given a conscience, because he talks to you and guides you, because he gives you discernment as to where to go, there's no need to choose the wrong road. No, choose righteousness. But let me warn you, this fight does have to be taking place minute by minute, because there's plenty of ways that sin sneaks in. And the scary thing about sin is that eventually, you know, you'll feel in the doldrums, but if you don't nip it in the bud, if you don't take care of sin, if you don't view it like a flaming missile trying to totally put you on fire, if you don't do that, eventually you'll get comfortable with it. And eventually it'll devour you. And eventually the consequences of sin is death. Yes, can't no two ways about it. So let me give some advice to you and to me. Stay out of sin. And yes, you could do it. Yes, you might have to sweat blood at times, like Christ did, figuratively speaking, but he actually did it. But the fact of the matter means, if it means just falling on your knees, yelling out to God, screaming out to God, screaming for his mercy, meditating, fasting, whatever it is. Because some of these battles are absolutely incredible. And you might even need deliverance, because there could be a ton of devils that don't want to get let go. It's called a stronghold. Most of the times it's when your will can't overcome it. You try to overcome some kind of sin with your will and you can't do it. You can't do it. Well, to tell you the truth, you could never do it without your will, with your own personal will anyway. Because you have to give your will over to God is what you have to do. Because a will is a very strong thing. It's basically the only thing we own. Everything else changes, but your will is a signature of your spirit. But my time is running short. Stay in Christ. Fight the good fight of faith. God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.